Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. The powers that be want to silence us, but we won't be silenced. We're here on Trub Home Video. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
Wow. What a weird roller coaster. There was aliens here and...
Oh man.
These little guys were here too, and I don't know what they are.
Stage Squash came to life and like killed them all.
Fucking killed them.
It was incredible.
It was intense. If you showed his feet, he's got blood all over him.
Oh my god!
Just,
and they're
he was
gone.
Just stomping him.
We don't have a camera on that, so sorry. We'll post.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take a picture and you can see it later. But yeah.
Any money you send to us goes towards reattaching Stage Squash's feet. So send money, please.
They were like little piranhas with his feet, but he toughed it out and he really saved us.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. This is Real Life Sci-Fi. If you go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, you get 2 bonus episodes a week. Let's cut to the chase and welcome aboard the SS RLSF, our good friend Davey Johnson.
Hi. Woo! Thanks for having me.
What's up?
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Stage Squatch. Is her proper name? Stage Squatch is a little tuckered right now. A lot of tryptophan in those tiny creatures. A little,
because he ate them too.
They're like land piranhas? Is that what you're saying?
They're these little things that I think we're going to be talking about.
Just real quick and bitey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, all things considered.
What?
I'm just plugging NPR shows.
Oh. Morning becomes eclectic.
Yeah, yeah. My mornings have definitely been eclectic.
Damn.
But you got to get out and have a little fresh air. Just don't walk by any smells because it could be Terry Gross on the old.
Tell us about this American life.
Yeah. This American life has gotten weird, right, guys? Do you find that this podcast has become more popular with the amount of conspiratorial, the influx of people believing a lot of things?
No, because we don't cover those things.
You know?
We don't cover the dangerous things.
We're not going to cover the dangerous things, but do you find that we're in the kind of a time that's rife with people willing to believe?
I mean, I think that it's rife with people that like ruin believing.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about you.
Yeah, it's like those frat guys that ruined Woodstock 99. I just saw the doc.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, don't invite the posers into the conspiracy club. True believers only.
How into conspiracy theories are you? Do you have any favorites, or do you even are they in your life at all?
They're not in my life much at all. I'm pretty skeptical, I think. But I like them as thought experiments, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't mind entertaining the idea that someone might believe the idea of something that
I mean,
don't.
That's like kind of a perfect summation for this show.
We
sort of like walk through these things and see if we believe them or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Spoiler alert.
Now, are you fully committed to that position and therefore you're kind of blocking yourself from taking in any information?
Part of it is, I have to be this character, right?
Yeah.
Where I just like have to refute everything. But if it's compelling enough, I can be swayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like crop circles. I'm pretty sure we swayed you on crop circles.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. There was some heat stuff that with crop circles and I was like, that's interesting.
Does a special Chiron come up if you do get swayed called Swayed Randolph?
Swayed.
Swayed Randolph. Boop, boop.
It's basically me after I go through the Stefan Urkel machine. And I'm like way cooler looking. Hard to imagine.
Whoa.
That's the same guy?
What? Yeah. You changed over the summer, man.
Did you have that kid? We had a kid. I remember when we switched from middle school to high school, he reinvented himself. He decided he was going to be a cowboy. So he just started showing up in like cowboy shit.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Wait, this is in Colorado?
Yeah.
Well, that's not such a leap.
Can. There was that click that you could be a part of.
Yeah,
I saw a NWA gangster from Colorado turn into a cowboy in a year.
Yeah, and then they reinvented country music.
I don't know if he stopped cussing.
Oh,
well, it was. It was
Lil
Nas X. We did it.
We did it, guys.
The 40-year-olds figured it out.
We were asking someone not to, totally derail or anything, but my partner Katie and I were playing. We're both not from Los Angeles. I'm from Nebraska. She's from Canada, and we were playing some online Mario Kart with her family, and there's her nephew is 14, and we kept asking, like, what are the new words?
Yeah.
The thing.
Dude, I do that constantly.
Yeah. But I was surprised how much I actually knew because of our mutual friend David Michelson. Like, he's in touch with what young people are doing through memes and reels and stories.
What's your favorite new term?
I kind of like drip.
I haven't heard it.
Drip's old.
Is it old?
Yeah, I feel like drip's old.
Oh,
Willie,
because I was wanting to do like I wanted to do like a horror movie called Drip took place in the fashion industry.
Drip is when you look fresh.
It's like it's almost like swag, but you're just like dripping. Yeah. You know?
People have been saying I've only heard this year. Nice fit. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Nice fit, dude.
Nice fit.
And that just means good-looking outfit, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does this mean that the 14-year-old nephew is out of touch with his...
He's... Oh, yeah.
That was like me when I was young. Well, I was always older than the rest of them.
Where is he in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, it takes a while to get there.
Yeah.
It's like... You were from... Aaron, where did you grow up?
Like an hour away.
Like an hour away?
Yeah.
So it was maybe like a year... out of what was fashionable, you got in Colorado, you probably got like 7 years afterwards you were getting the fashion.
We beat Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
But it was still like, it took a while to get there.
Rushing to beat them.
Man, anyone else embarrassed by this conversation?
No.
No.
No. What's the demo on this?
I don't know. It just feels like...
You're right, though. Let's rock.
Feels
you're
like
right.
Cringe.
All right,
it just
here
feels
we
cringy,
go.
Cringy, that's all.
Oh, is that new?
Yeah, what does that mean? Does it
is that
mean,
with a K?
Does it mean super awesome?
Is that anybody who still talks about that Cohen video?
Does it mean fun and relevant?
All right.
Oh boy.
We do something here on the show called the Wow Scale.
Okay.
Wow Scale.
Are you ready? Are you a wet or are you a willy?
The Wow Scale is a 5-question quiz.
All right.
At the end, you will be judged anywhere from a 0 to a 5.
Mm.
If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie.
Okay.
If you're in the middle, you're more of an Aaron. Are you ready to be Wade on the Wow Scale?
I might be Willie on the Wow Scale.
It's a double entendre, not sexual.
Wade.
What do they call non-sexual Wow double entendres?
Pun. A play on word.
Just an entendre.
Are you Willie... Weddy to get weighed on the Wow Scale?
I'm Willie Weddy to get weighed on
or
the Wow Scale.
Are you Aaron on the side of caution?
Yeah. Oh. Is this pre-planned? Okay. Sorry.
We workshopped it a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I believe in alien life. As far as visiting... I wouldn't be too certain. I guess they're releasing. They have evidence within like
all the UAP thing. Stuff.
Yeah. But honestly, if you were to assume that how long it would take for alien life to get here, and whatever the development and evolution on different planets through the Big Bang, I'd say it's pretty highly unlikely to say with certainty that they had visited. But I believe in alien life, yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't have any ghost stories?
I don't. I've tried to...
What, like the Bloody Mary? You go into the bathroom every night?
Yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Or like in theater or something, there's always a theater ghost you try to summon. Yeah. Like you try to do a seance.
Do you say like Macbeth every time you're in a theater?
I do. I say Macbeth constantly. And every show has gone off without a hitch.
I don't mean to interrupt. I actually had a dream last night that I lived with you again, Wade, and I was fighting a ghost in the dream, and I was telling you
Macbeth
about the ghost, and the thing was I was fighting to push the mirror closed because the mirror, bathroom mirror opened up, and I was pushing it closed. They were struggling. I don't know. Just last night I dreamed we lived
together.
Did
I believe you?
You had had an experience in the bathroom, and so you believed me telling you.
Okay, I've had a lot of experiences in bathrooms.
His pee went the other way.
No one. One major thing that makes me not really get on board with the whole ghost thing is that there's always like they're always clothed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, is that the fit you died in?
Yeah.
Or is that the fit of your best self?
Yeah, is that your fit?
I would love though to hear about like an old miner man that went insane in the hills and is just like a naked just dong flopping around ghost on the hills.
Propelled by it.
Yeah, they call him like the dong
like a propeller?
Drifter.
Yeah.
The drifting dong. That's what they call him. Don't go to the drifting dong.
Dong drifter. Dong drifter.
What's next? Fuck. Psychics?
No.
Oh, Bigfoot. What do you think?
No. I don't think there's... I think the only discoverable animals are in the ocean. Anything that we'd be considered like... unique and mythical, you know, something that would
be those freaks in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, there's freaks in the bottom of the ocean.
We're all just horrified by it.
Yeah, I don't believe Sasquatch.
And then they're sentient, and we're like, "You're ugly," and they're like,
"Okay, I knew that you knew that about me."
Yeah, I had a friend
thought
who used
that
to
about
do
me.
A character called Sad Squatch because no one believed in him.
Aw,
that's true. Should I say his name? Should I drop his name?
Yeah, say his name.
Steve Martin used to do a character. That was my buddy Randy.
No, Randy, yeah.
Who, if there was a Sasquatch, he would kind of looks. He's got the build for it.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I bought a horn from him.
A what?
A horn.
Oh, you did?
Anyways, go on.
Like a brass horn?
No, mm-hmm. Let's talk more about
cool.
this. do you believe in psychics?
No.
Okay, are you superstitious?
I suppose there's certain things that I'd be superstitious about. I definitely get like weird feelings. I think part of that is growing up in a faith, and so like every once in a while your mind turns to that. I don't know if you call that superstition or like giving it up to something that you don't believe in. Belief.
Right. It's just a leftover brainwash.
Superstition is ingrained in people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Which what's the town?
Grand Island.
Do you know McCook?
I do.
Oh, my dad's from McCook.
Okay.
What's Grand Island? 8?
Grand Island?
7?
7.
What's it on the license plate?
Oh, on the license plate it was 8. Yeah.
8.
Wow.
Driving about, you know those real sons of bitches with their 8 license plates.
Is anyone else confused?
It's coming on through.
Willie's.
The number on there. You can kind of tell where people are from on the license plate.
The number on your license plate from what city you're from in Nebraska tells you how big the city was.
Yeah.
So it's the 8th largest city in Nebraska.
It was the 3rd largest. I think maybe the 8th.
Population size.
Maybe it's the 8th largest county population wise.
Is this only a Nebraska thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Wow. I thought it was for real. I also thought what is a Nebraska thing is in the wintertime having chili with cinnamon rolls. Is
what?
Like a completely acceptable
that
thing to eat.
That sounds really good.
It does.
It surprised me that wasn't a national thing.
Wait, do you
that
put
there's
it,
a regional thing.
Do you put the chili on the cinnamon roll?
No, you can dip the cinnamon roll in the chili, or you can do bite after bite. I don't
oh
recommend
God.
Them having just
wow.
one and then the other.
That sounds incredible.
I would try to combine the two tastes.
Write it down.
Yeah, like chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
I'm like imagining it right now. Mm-hmm.
It's like dipping fries in Frosty or something.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Wendy's.
Can't wait till it gets cold to try that.
What's a Colorado thing that happens nowhere else?
No, I don't think we have one.
We came on so late to the game that we just have chains. You know, we barely have unique restaurants. So we got nothing.
Yeah.
Gold towns.
Oh yeah,
but they got mafia hiding out in small towns.
Is there really mafia?
Oh, you know what we do have? We have the headquarters of the KKK.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Oh. Oh. Well, now I really want to visit. Yep. Yeah. Wow.
So outdo that, Nebraska.
Oh wait, that's what Black Klansmen took place in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I get it. Okay, it all comes together. I can appreciate the film more.
They're good at hiding.
So you're a zero. You're a Wade.
I'm a total zero.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right. Okay.
So it's me and you against these two tonight.
All right.
Wait, he's not even a one. I thought he believed in aliens.
I believe in aliens,
but they haven't been here.
Oh. Again, I'm just all right.
It's not a perfect system.
I mean, it's hardly a system. It's hardly a system.
It's a way to have some conversation. The score doesn't matter.
Everyone's against us.
No one cares.
Before you do
about
it, next
the score.
Time, you should just say, "Are you ready to stretch for time?"
Well, but we actually don't have a lot of time. We got to get to the topic. So, Willie, why don't you hit us with it?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Nimrigar. According to the Shoshone people of North America and Rocky Mountains, the Nimrigar are an aggressive race of little people who would shoot poison arrows at them and eat them. Nimrigar translates to people eaters. There is evidence of tiny people and tiny mummies found in this area. Could this mythical race of creatures be real? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Ooh. So you picked this, right? Out of a list or whatever.
I did, and it's kind of local. It's kind of regional to right around where we're at, because the biggest, like one of the most prominent examples of people believing this happened around Casper, Wyoming. It's actually something that I learned about from a mutual friend of most of ours, Susan Burke, who grew up in Casper, Wyoming. And she explained what the Nimrigar were, and that there was one called Pedro from the San Pedro Mountains that was believed to be one of these tiny little people eaters.
Do you remember her description when she told you about it?
I think I just Googled it to see what a picture of it. Honestly, it just looks... If you look at... The example that I heard about, maybe the most famous, I guess, because it has a name, and nobody, like if you ever say to someone at a bar or something, you ever hear the Nimrigar, you know, like most people are going to be like, no. And then you're like, there's this one. It's Pedro from the San Pedro Mountains, and it was this tiny little guy.
Mummy.
A mummy that was discovered. And, kind of eventually put up kind of as like an attraction, like, you know, in South Dakota they have Wall Drug and their whole thing is like, we have ice water, you know. This was in Wyoming somewhere. There was a drugstore that had Pedro the Nimrigar, the little person, as an attraction, so people could come in and look at it. It looks, if you look at a photo of it, which is like a black and white photo from back in the day, kind of looks like Mo from, like a tiny version of Mo from the Three Stooges.
With the hair?
Yeah, well, there's no hair on it.
Just the facial expression.
Yeah, but the way the cranium is.
I just only know the Three Stooges by their hair. There's bowl cut, curly, and bald guy.
Yeah, the bowly. It's old bowly cut.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because the bald one's called curly. Anyways.
Pretty good. But I don't know too much. Like, if you look online or you try to look into it, there's not a lot written about the Nimrigar, but there's a lot of, you know, you have like leprechauns, or you have like a lot of examples of like impish or cruel or evil little folks that are there just to cause harm, or there to feed on you or take your children,
right,
whatever. And this happened to be part of the stories of the Shoshone tribe.
But the crazy part about it is, so most of the stories of the Nimrigar online are just the same repeated story over and over.
Yeah.
But there's a rich tradition, oral tradition within the Shoshone, which I didn't really get that, but there's a lot of Native Americans that do believe in little people, the Sioux, the Cheyenne, the Crow, the Shoshone, the Arapaho. And so the oral tradition of these little people isn't really translated onto the internet. There was a book out there. I didn't read it, but of someone trying to take all these stories in. Did you find anything?
I could not find any right. books. I was just like, no books, like 8, maybe 9 YouTube videos, but they all say the same thing. It's all the same. I was going to look for like Shoshone legends or like native legends and see if I can find anything specific, but you know, I'm moving right now, so I'm not going to like see that.
So this thing is, these things, there were stories about them for years. When America got here, whatever, when the English got here, these stories existed. And there were stories of little people that were between, you know, 12 inches and 3 feet.
Yeah.
And, no, you know, I don't think a lot of people believed in them back then.
Did you say 3 inches?
12 inches and 3 feet.
12 inches and 3 feet.
Like a hobbit or something.
Yeah, 1 to 3. That's easier.
Okay. That's pretty big.
Then not until then in 1932. So the stories were that these little creatures would eat people. And if they, within their society, if their members were too ill to participate in the society, they would bash them over the head and kill them and eat them, I think. But the little people.
So the little people.
Their society.
Yeah, they would eat their own.
Got it.
If they were,
okay,
you know, weak or.
And there are stories of the Shoshone hunting for, you know, buffalo or whatever. They would always hunt with 5 people. They'd have 3 people hunting the buffalo and then 2 people like watching their back, because the little creatures, there'd just be so many of them that they would take you out. And they had rows of sharp teeth, or at least, I mean, like they had a sharp teeth and there'd so many that they'd take you out.
Do you think that it's just like a rodent that's now extinct?
Yeah. Or like, are there
Or like a kind of squirrel that's not around anymore.
I lean towards believing in little people, and I'll go crazy right off the bat. There are little people all in this realm.
There are little people in this room.
But like, there's stories of them from every continent, from most cultures, and you know, it's easy to just say dimensional, but maybe just really good at hiding, you know, like I always say this when it comes to big predator animals, how many have you seen? You haven't seen a bear before in the wild. I've seen one mountain lion in the wild. I'm like, predators are good at hiding.
Yeah. But if they were such a, if it was such that you would have 3 people hunting buffalo and 2 just looking for these things, that would seem that there was a lot of them, right? So where'd they all go?
Well, out in the out east, I know this isn't from the Shoshone people, but around the I forget what area. I think the Arapaho area, but there's all these stories of these tunnels that they found underground that are like not too deep, but they have a dome top, and they've existed for a long time. So a lot of people suggest that these were tunneling creatures that could pop out, attack you, and then jump back in their tunnels that were deep enough for you not to be able to, like, know they existed.
Rabbits do that.
Yeah. Ground squirrels. I mean, if there's, like, tiny little,
a bunch of badgers?
Like, you know, frames, like wood frames built with boards or something like that, and maybe some sort of artwork on the wall, you know, just tiny. Like a tiny thing,
markings of how many days have gone by of depression.
Yeah,
like a bucket system to get the dirt out.
Yeah, if there's like currently, if we could go there and find like a tiny little router and like a tiny little Wi-Fi device,
just a little computer, a little this cute
is
computer.
Why, this is why technology got smaller. It's because we were enjoying it. We needed to take into consideration this lost group of people. Were they considered creatures, or were they considered humans? Were they considered like hybrid? Were they considered some sort of mythical other realm thing? Like,
well, they had always called them little people, right? Yeah. And so in 1932 is when the San Pedro mummy was found.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, they found this little mummy.
In like a little crypt, like an underground.
They were mining for gold. They were blasting for gold.
Yeah.
And then they found that little crypt.
Yeah.
Little cave thing.
But it was like a significant, like,
like an
tomb,
opening. Yeah.
Right? Like, quite a bit of room.
Yeah.
Which, when they found it, what do you know the dimensions? It's like something like 4 foot, 5 foot. This was a tiny, like, 3 foot mummy. And it was like 15 feet something in there. I don't know. But the dimensions are something crazy, which kind of implies either, like, great reverence and respect or fear of what was buried.
I couldn't tell if so the Pedro mummy is 14 inches, they say, but I don't, the thing is, like, has his arms crossed and his legs are up. So I don't know if it's 14 inches tall or if you stood him up, if he'd be 14 inches. I don't know.
I feel like if you stood him up, he'd be 14 inches because there's the picture of him holding them in the box and it looks like he's pretty small.
He would say he was 17 inches though.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were tests by the American Museum of Natural History and that were also certified genuine by the Anthropology Department at Harvard. And their studies concluded that it was an estimated full-grown adult around 65 years old. And he had a blow to the head and a smashed skull. Mm-hmm. And a full set of canine teeth.
It also looked like he wasn't able to use the bottom half of his legs or something. They said that it looked like the spine was damaged in a way that, like, that could have been why they killed him, because he
injured himself and couldn't be a part of the. So that when this happened, it was like, oh shit, this matches the stories of the fucking Nimrigar that everyone's talking about. His head's bashed in, he has an injury.
And in the area too, because it was. It eventually ended up in...
This was in Casper, Wyoming, was when they found it. Yeah.
I know that there are a lot of stories of, like, hauntings and paranormal things, and I know that the Native Americans who used to live in the area used to avoid a certain hill or mountain because they said the winds were bad, like the winds went the wrong way. And as it got populated and colonized and everything, like... they started, like, if you put a car on this hill, there's a certain illusion to it that you feel like the car is going up in neutral or something. It was like some, you know, make out point for high school kids or something. They're like, let's go to whatever they call it.
I've seen videos of cars doing that.
Go there. But it got to the point where somebody at some department looked at it and were just like, oh no, that's just gravity. What you're seeing is this illusion that makes you feel like your car is tilted up when you're actually tilted down. You know, you got a form of vertigo. But I feel like it's also like, I think a lot of stories and a lot of the way like an atmosphere is in a place that you're located in or wherever you're at can severely change how you feel and maybe cause superstition. Like if you go to like the catacombs in Paris or something, like it feels weird. And then you realize, oh, that's because I'm like a quarter mile down and there's no like sound except for being buried. And your mind can play tricks on you because your sense is altered in a way. And sometimes I think, atmospheric things, like it feels like a lot of paranormal or mythical stories come from like mountains or hills or valleys, and also kind of in places of isolation where there aren't just a lot of people around, and your mind can create something and then you can share something and it becomes a group thing that people are thinking. So I think there might be something to like isolation and environment that happens with things like this, especially in the case of this thing, because it was the mummy was disproved. Like they just what is the term for the cranial deformation and anencephalic?
I forget. Yeah, some other
people in the chat said it was
some other people studied it also, and they were like, no, this is just a deformity and this is actually a child.
Yeah.
But I thought that Pedro was said to be sold to a traveling wealthy man, whatever, and then it got lost to the annals of time, and that they could never test it again, but they found a similar thing near there that was also a tiny mummy, and they tested that, and that was the anencephalic infant. So I don't know. Like, it just sounds like they found something else similar and tested that. So maybe someone planted that to make the other one make sense, or I don't know. Where the old one go? Then nobody knows. There's still a reward out for it. There's like a $10,000 reward for
being found. Yeah, they haven't increased the reward with inflation over the last 30 years.
Yeah, no one's going to find it now.
There is another story from 1778. This is an account from a missionary, David Zeisberger. He found a burial ground of like a 3-foot pygmy race. He quoted that the long rows of graves of the pygmy race at Coshocton, it's in Ohio, they were regularly arranged with their heads to the west, a circumstance which has given rise to the theory that these people were sun worshipers. In their notes from these missionaries, they say these pygmies understood the stone axe, they had good pottery, and they had the division of land into squares. So they're like a 3-foot race of...
maybe a genetic thing? Like, what is... Abraham Lincoln was, like, there were rumors that he was part of some grouping of like, a... I don't know if you call it a race or, like, a genetic grouping of people that were just, like... Like Bigfoot. They were, like, the giants of the American...
The Nephilim?
Is that what they were called? The Nephilim? No, the Nephilim, the biblical?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's part of the Nephilim.
No. Definitely not. No. They could have been.
Jesus was not in America.
No. Well, he was during the 40 days. I don't remember whatever the genetic or the cultural thing that... It feels like there's been...
overactive thyroid?
They all died of headaches. I forget the name of it, but it's like a group of like tall people, and then maybe there's also like a genetic group of kind of like tiny people. You know what I mean? Like, it could be... I mean, we weren't like... there weren't a lot of people around here, so it could have just been easily passed genetically, I suppose.
But do you think there were a bunch of them and they had their own society, or are you just saying that like Pedro was like an outlier that had this thing?
I'm saying in the case of the grouping
the 3-foot,
that were...
the 3-foot people, yeah. That are...
oh, the
different.
1778 account.
Yeah, the 1778 account. And the Pedro Mountains mummy was from, they said, around like 1700s as well.
Oh,
they,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
They took That's it back. What they... So it's kind of like the same time period. Unless there was like a mass extinction event for,
Well, but that's what I'm the most curious about, is because like, yeah, it's fun hearing stories about these little piranha people who would like come and kill the Native Americans.
The poison arrow and
yeah, and the arrow thing.
They shot with
regular
sized arrows, by the way. It was very difficult.
It was a three-man job.
Yeah,
but. If this guy was, if Pedro was in a crypt, because I don't, this other one I don't care about, but if Pedro was in a crypt, that's
significant. That's
it's like in a civilization kind of.
Yeah.
Thing.
Right. Because like, society. We're like, people wouldn't have done that unless it was like a hamster.
Well,
would you build a hamster a crypt?
Or if a baby was
the
like.
If a hamster is revered in some way, I guess it would be like if. If you're living
insane with a stillborn,
yeah.
Maybe.
If you're living in a time period where there is no like scientific explanation, there is no explanation except for maybe something mystical about the reason for this person who is either much taller or much smaller or different in some way. If there's no scientific or reasonable explanation for that, then I feel like they could be elevated to a point of extreme reverence or to a point of extreme fear.
Yeah.
And that, you know, even if it's, you know, it's like back in the day, they thought people who were left-handed were of the devil or something like that. Like people like,
and they are,
which is at the same time,
people assign things to human beings that are different.
But do you think archaeologists in 100 years, when we're all going to be dead by then, this whole society will be ruined?
I'm going to live forever.
And then there will be like a nuclear winter or whatever, and then.
Once the internet goes off, there's going to be a huge die-off because nobody will know.
Everyone's doomed right now. We know that already. And we know that we only have 100 years to live.
Yeah, after a solar flare thing, I'm just like, I'm giving up.
And then you know, like the ending / beginning of Battlestar Galactica, they start coming back, and they like dig up cats. Are they going to think that like? Because we buried cats, that like these cats were like walking around going like,
this must be important. They made a statue of a cat.
Themselves and stuff like that. Do you think that they will think that there's a whole race of cats? Like a sentient race of cats who buried their own?
I think they're going to think that. I think they're going to think that they held a significant place for people. They may have been worshipped. Maybe.
So, like
maybe
the Egyptian thing, we got it all wrong.
I mean, is there actual record? I always assume that there is actual record of like cats being elevated to the point of almost worship
with Egypt and stuff.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
I might be ignorant to that, but I thought that
towards
wasn't
yes, and then also
based.
like the, you know, the dogs. There's always two guarding.
Yeah,
but could this have just been like my metaphor falls apart after the cats thing, because this is like a person. So it's not like a gerbil. It's a person, right?
Or a humanoid.
Humanoid. Yeah. I would say it's a humanoid.
It was considered in the stories to be like a humanoid.
A lot of animals without their skin also look almost humanoid, you know? Like picture a raccoon without skin or a...
Oh, yeah. What if it was just a raccoon?
Well, I mean, I think that they're... Yeah. And then when people are like, where are they now? If they once existed, it's like, well, diseases can just whip through any kind of species.
That's
and just
true. Could be extinct.
Kill
but
them
I would
off.
Like
but
to
also
I,
that was after the arrival of like, you know, the Anglos brought disease.
Oh yeah, like just disease just
ravaged
rampant.
Everything.
Yeah,
yeah to people never exposed to disease. And imagine those tiny little mystical bodies.
Oh, they probably got the cutest little sneezes and stuff.
H.G. Wells praised the colonial disease and as then, something that helped defeat. Like the mighty aliens who were attacking the Earth, but
oh yeah,
he never mentioned the downside, which is we got rid of all these
the
wonderful
cutest.
Little. The,
I don't
the cutest
know if that's a downside.
Leaders.
They're
the
they're
leaders.
Like little piranha people,
right?
I don't think we need those guys.
Well, so here's
you
a
know,
couple.
They were originally called the Nom Nom Namagar.
So supposedly they coexisted with humans until they were mistreated by the big people. Then they went underground. Supposedly,
like Revenge of the Nerds.
Kids could see them, but if adults saw them, they would beg to not disclose their existence. They would offer bribes and offer to help their family in times of need.
Like a leprechaun.
Like a leprechaun, yeah, totally. They would pull pranks, they would hide human belongings, and then also they would take children away from cruel parents.
Is this the same as
the
that they're
eaters?
Piranhas? Or is this different?
These are some of the ideas associated with the Nimrigar.
So is it like that show V, where there's certain, like, you can't reason with some of the aliens, lizard people, but there are some that are still kind of communicating and trying to keep the peace between humans.
Right?
And
I mean, like, picture
people.
The human race. Who do you end up dealing with? Someone who's, like...
An asshole?
Yeah, I mean, who? The first race of intelligent beings that has to deal with humans, I think it's already happened, but they're dealing with the wrong people. Yeah. Like, what are they going to meet?
It depends on how you come at me, though.
The president?
Like, if you come at me and you're like, take me to your leader and you're a dick about it, then that's going to inform who I take you to.
Yeah.
Hey, hairless ape, take me to your leader.
Oh, what? Shit. Are you from Jersey?
From the planet Jersey.
Well, I took him to the Pope, naturally.
Yo.
This is my leader.
I just think, like, I like that the one had a tomb. I know that, like, we wouldn't have a lot of evidence of the others because we just, like, shot them all or whatever. Just kicked them real hard, I can imagine, would probably
just, like,
do it.
Punted them.
Get out of here.
And then they just kind of wither away. What's it called when the body decomposes?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we're not going to have fossils from 200 years ago.
Because they were so small, they would decompose much more quickly. So it looked like when you're watching one of those sped up.
It was, Nine Inch Nails video.
they decompose like a Nine Inch Nails. In fact, that's how NIN was originally NIM.
NIM.
And it was short for, you got it, Nine Inch.
I wish I could come up with more jokes like that, but I don't remember the name of this thing.
Nimrigar?
The Nimrigar.
I don't have any regard for them.
No regard.
It's Randy.
Dangerfield.
I hate to keep going back to the crypt, but that's just my favorite part of this. And it seems like there should be more crypt.
It is the most substantial part of it. The fact that, like, this thing was cared for, probably not by us.
And 65 years is a long time. Like, in that day, humans weren't living to that age, right?
How did they determine that it was 65 years? It was somebody had determined it back when they first
science.
Started. Yeah, the American Museum
but
of
Science that was happening right something after about we started his bones.
Should we get the whiteboard out and go through it?
Right, because I don't really.
how the fuck do we know? They just did, man.
Yeah,
it's got to be something about like how your bones are.
Like
well,
like if I shrunk my grandpa down, he'd probably look like that. This guy's got to be 65.
Maybe it was just a really, really old person because we all shrink as we age. Our bones get all compressed.
Well, and they say their bones were all canines, right? There was another story of this professor who had a tiny skull on his desk.
Well, hang on. Go back.
Yeah, and he'd call kids in and he'd drum on the skull. When he was talking to them in
their papers. I'm very disappointed in you.
You just said, I think you misspoke. You said the bones are all canines?
The teeth
are canines, and you mean our canines, not like the dog canine.
Well, they said that all of the teeth were canines.
Which are these pointy teeth in our
right. They were all sharp.
But
extra sharp.
I wanted to add the distinction. You meant the human canine teeth, not a dog's teeth.
I just read canine. I don't know what their distinction was.
Was it canine or was it C-A-N-I-N-E?
It's canine.
Oh, C-A-N-I-N-E. Yeah.
Wait.
Why would you say...
I don't know. I thought it was the other one.
But this one...
This is how it gets started. There's a misinterpretation of something, and then people all of a sudden...
So they just had sharp teeth is what you're saying.
Okay. And they said they were extra sharp.
Oh.
Extra sharp.
And when they say full set of canines, do they mean like they weren't missing any of their four canines?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like so.
I think all of their teeth, right?
All their teeth were just sharp.
Yeah.
Of the Pedro.
So they had sharp teeth.
I would like to enter into evidence. Jewel.
Jewel?
She's got extra canines, but not. Yeah. No.
That's her trademark.
Maybe his name should.
No, didn't
fangled.
She? Didn't she change that? I don't know. It's like one example is there was a professor who had this baby skull on his desk, which is morbid, but he had it. And then eventually someone was like, this isn't a baby skull because it has wisdom teeth. And so that's how, so they studied his skull because it had wisdom teeth.
Walk me through this again, because how do teeth, I know we've talked about this before, but I keep forgetting, because teeth fall out. When you die, do they calcify into your skull, and that's why they stay? Why are there teeth on skeletons?
No, because they're bone material, but there's really nothing keeping them in place except for them.
Right. So why does these skeletons have teeth?
You got to get to him quick.
Well, this thing was a mummy, so it was wrapped up. I mean, like the
it's
whole.
It's all of its skin and everything.
It was.
Yeah. Like I think it was just like
it was much thinner. Honestly, when you look at it, like if people look up the San Pedro Mountain mummy or something, you're gonna see a picture that looks like the bone structure of something that's the size of maybe an infant. It's just like doesn't have the little chubby body of an infant. You know?
Does it have? But like you can tell a baby skeleton apart from a full grown skeleton, right? Because the limbs are proportionate.
Wayne. It's too big.
Here, Wayne.
Yeah. Personally, no.
Yeah, I do like, I can't read who said it, but yeah, someone's like, yeah, teeth are skeleton. Yeah, I mean, like,
teeth are skeleton.
All, whatever bones are there for the same reason that all the teeth are. Hasn't been fucked with.
But like.
But this was a mummy.
It was a mummy.
Oh, so, but like these, I'm looking at pictures of it right now. Did they unwrap it or is this what?
This is how they found it.
They took x-rays. That's how they studied it. And then the people that studied it like studied tissue, but they left it intact.
Yeah.
Normally they like take a core sample and like study the bone, study the.
Oh, it's very small.
Yeah. See, I think that this might just be someone's like stillbirth and they were just driven insane and then made like a little thing for it and then did like an Ann Getty's pose.
I mean, she took the world by storm.
And so,
Ann Getty's Nimrigar calendar.
Pre-photographs.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I just want my baby to be this cute
babies
forever.
And fruit.
I don't want this baby to be alive. I don't like this baby being alive. It's
do you
too
guys,
cute.
Sorry, off topic. Do you remember the Ann Getty's store at Downtown Disney? Anyone?
No.
They used to
I
have a woman
it.
That stood outside as a greeter that would have a fake baby. And it was like
boy.
A realistic fake
boy.
Baby. And all of the employees had to have a fake realistic baby.
What? And what were they selling? Just photographs?
Yes.
Photographs.
And like calendars and cups and bullshit. But anyway.
So wait, let me ask you this. Because I don't know who bought those. People that had children or people that wanted children?
I don't know anyone that bought Ann Getty's.
You know what was a crazy thing for
my stepmom bought
to
calendars.
Experience with having a kid is how many girls would be like, oh, I just want to eat them up. I'm like, what? How come you all want to eat my baby? I know it's just an expression. I've never really heard it before, and everyone wants to eat him. I just want to eat his arm.
It's something. We're all wanting to have like, we miss our fresh skin. Where all of our skins are getting dry and old, and our bodies are breaking apart. I just want to poke something
is
that's
it
working.
Eat it out of jealousy?
It is,
poke
it
on the
it,
belly of
like
something that
word.
Functions.
I just want to usurp its life force.
It is a real thing, though. There's like a word for it where like something is so cute that you want to like hurt it or destroy it. That's like a real
like
thing that we have in our mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. There's so much I want to punch. Oh, so I'm not going to show this to the chat, but I'll show it to these guys. Or maybe the chat can. No, it's got a thing on it. But this... This guy is the one that they tested. This is the mummy that they tested.
The tiny in the hand? Aw.
This is the one that they tested second.
How old did they say that one was? That looks like...
I
that one looks
know.
So different.
Can you see
that
it? Like a, look at it. Ew. It's got like
that's
a
so
scary
that's actually a
like
hand.
Mouth.
Holding a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the one that is that
it's
they
the
said was
from,
a baby.
It's a professor who was part of that group that Abraham Lincoln was part of. Just
this is one
tall.
Of those Abe Lincoln babies.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That just looks like a blob to me. Point
right.
at the features.
It's a hand.
So this is a mouth that's like. And then this is a weird ear that looks like a chicken leg.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And then this looks like a chicken wing. But that's
picture weird. An old person trying to see in the dark. Their mouth opens up.
Or someone getting waterboarded.
I can't see.
I really feel like a lot of this might be like what and I think the Pedro the mummy was part of that because it was some it was either a person or a humanoid animal that was revered at this mystical level, and then like eventually once everything started to be colonized and the Wild West and everything was weird. Then it became like a carnival sideshow
attraction.
A trinket. But I think things that like were revered or feared, then not things. I think people with like any sort of like a physical deformity or abnormality that used to be feared or revered at some point it became a sideshow attraction. It became like a money making business. And I feel like they're kind of the same. It's in the same thing happening to the Nimrogar. I honestly think it's like some sort of a misunderstood genetic mutation or deformity within a child or somebody that lived for a while with this thing that people didn't understand, and then eventually people who were born with the same sort of mutation or deformity became a thing.
They had an answer for it. I mean, the crazy thing to me is, like, you know, I believe in things that I really have a faith to, you know? And I'm like, I do believe in little creatures that are not human. But I'm like, you know, I'm not to just say that, like, I blindly believe it, but I believe that these stories come from something that we just can't explain.
Well, the interesting thing that you were saying, there's crossover similar attributes between leprechauns or something that was taking place in the Anglo countries as with here. So it probably comes from a deep history that goes back like at the beginning of human communication.
Yeah.
Before the Tower of Babel, of course, where we couldn't understand each other.
Of course.
But it's almost like anything. Like, so many religions are based on, they have the same sort of god myth or whatever.
But, you know, but like
creation story.
To go even deeper, though, like the Cherokee believed that they were from the Pleiades.
Okay.
And so if for some reason humanity actually came from another star, then it would be easier to think that other creatures came too.
Yeah.
And throughout time, their definitions just kind of got lost into whatever you believe in and I don't. And so, like, I believe in other entities. I don't, but there's no proof. And in the same way that we don't have Bigfoot bones, we don't have little people bones. And when we do have them, like the Pedro Mountain mummy, he ends up going missing. And then there's something else in his place. We need some bones.
They all get bought,
everyone.
They all get bought by extremely wealthy people and then lost.
The collector. Mm-hmm. I've got an alien and no one believes in it. I'm going to keep it.
What do you think about all that?
I think it's weird because I'm wondering at what point we're going to start believing the natives. Because they have all of these beliefs that are, like, dumb. And I'm saying that as a white man.
Yeah.
Well, you're entitled to.
Yeah.
If anything entitles me as a white man to say anything, it's that the natives believed in dumb shit.
Not just them. Everybody that was at that time that had no understanding of anything.
But I'm wondering, like, so they have these Nimrods, right? Why does that then coexist with, like, leprechauns? Because that's not the same.
But, like,
society.
The attributes are similar.
Yeah, it's like how all cultures have lore about a great flood. It's like all cultures have lore about, like, diminutive tricksters that also can help you.
Well, that's a demon.
That's just hacky storytelling.
It's not hacky storytelling, Wade. It's the core of storytelling. It's storytelling at its core.
No,
humanity's core story.
It's just derivative storytelling. It's just like, oh, I heard this story, and this now I'm telling the story.
You're teaching all these Channel 101 classes.
All of the societies needed to tell the same story. From different, I mean, I get what you're saying. That, like,
but why would they create a little tiny race of pygmy piranha men? And why would the Anglos create leprechauns? And they're both tricksters, but then, like, this one eats people.
So, I mean, but this is crazy. Like, we have seen tiny skeletons, and when they do DNA tests,
Vern
if they're
Troyer, right? I mean, like.
What about
the world's giantest man, and he was best friends with the world's smallest man, and he could, like, put him in his hand and stuff? And the world's smallest man was, like, a foot. It was he was small.
But that's like a genetic disorder. That's not a whole race of beings.
No, but could one
be kind of compelled to believe that there'd be a whole race of these beings seeing one, because there's so few people and you're running, you know, like if you're, you know, from where we're from, where there's like could be miles between neighbors, and seeing somebody in a day would be an exciting event. So if you're seeing like one of these little people at some point, then your mind can fill in the gaps and be like, there must be a whole group of these little fellas.
Well,
they might be after me.
They're going to eat me.
They want either my land or they want me.
That's why I throw salt over my shoulder every time I spill it, because they're hungry.
Yeah.
It'll get in their feet and it'll mess them up. Yeah. It's like me stepping on a Lego.
I bet their teeth are real sharp.
They're so tiny. You ever be bitten by a puppy? Yeah. Way worse than a full-grown dog. Yeah. I bet they got them little puppy teeth.
Yeah, your lover's bite is much more soft than your dog's nibble. These little fellas.
You know that phrase?
Yeah.
You know that old gem?
Right? You know that old gem? A weird dog owner phrase.
That's why I want to punch that puppy in the face. I just want to eat that puppy alive.
So cute. I'm going to bash his face.
And by the way, any sort of voice I was just doing was the perspective of like a prospector. It wasn't like I wasn't putting on.
Yeah, like a prospector in the San Pedro Mountains, of course.
What was my name again? The
guy that
Yosemite
found it?
Sam?
Copter Willie or whatever? Copter Dong?
Copter Dong? Oh, yeah.
Drifting Dong?
The Drifter Dong.
Dong Drifter.
I come from these mountains to tell you stories.
Mad Men was originally about that guy, and they're like, oh.
Dong Drifter.
Dong Drifter.
They're like, this is not accessible. Like,
it was about an underwear manufacturer. This Dong Draper.
I just think the natives with their skinwalkers and all of their fun things that they believe, and we're all just like, meh, fuck you. Like, I don't know.
Well,
that stuff sounds fun.
Currently, we're like that. But the stuff that we came with, the stuff that the colonists came with, was just as weird.
Right.
If not weird.
God. You know. Witches.
Witches. Definitely.
Demons. Like angels.
Yeah.
Cherubs.
Like, everything is just as weird on the other point of view.
No. That stuff's weird, too. But I've never seen a cherub skeleton.
Like a baby skeleton?
Well, that's what I was going to say, though.
They have wings.
When they find little skeletons of any sort, they do DNA tests, and they're like, well, you know, it wasn't anything weird. But I'm like, DNA testing is like relating to what you have. And so if there was an alien race or a new race or something, they don't have that on record. So it's like, well, there was some other weird stuff, but, you know, there was a lot of this, too. Mm. And I'm like, I feel like you're
going to
find.
Well, so bottom line, do you guys believe that, what are these things called? Nimrigards?
Nimrigar.
Do you believe in them? Do you believe that Pedro was one? Or what do you think? Because we've got 2 minutes, so just real quick, go around. What do you think?
I think, like I said originally, I think it's an interesting thought experiment to be like, is this, could it be, whatever. But when it comes down to it, I believe that it was just someone born with, if they were older, with a deformity, or it was an infant with a cranial deformity. And I think that's just part of some genetic thing that they found. And I think that the stories around that were created around them had to do with the actual environment, physical, that you were around, and the isolation that one would feel, and the kind of like sense of the heightened sense of superstition that one would have in that sort of situation.
I think that there could be other races or other entities here that have hidden from us, and science may not be able to prove that they exist until we, because I feel like we've had the bones, but they're looking at them going like, "Whoa, fucking, this isn't anything we've seen before." We need more than just a few, and I don't know. I mean, I'm just like, I believe in the possibility that some of these stories come from things that we can't explain. And they might be beings that we just can't
I'm
perceive.
I'm cutting you off. Aaron?
Yeah, I know. Do I believe in tiny people? Yes. Do I believe that they existed on Earth? Yes.
No, but
do
like
I believe
Nimrigars.
They existed in the last 300 years? No. So I don't know if Nimrigars are real, because I think that if tiny people existed, it was like a offshoot of humanity that probably died a long time ago. I think Nimrigars might have been like, if they think Sasquatch is some giant mountain ape, why not there be tiny land monkeys? I don't know.
Davey, thank you so much for being here. Everybody, thank you for watching. Do you want to plug anything, your Twitter or any kind of thing?
No, I don't want to plug nothing. Follow Willie, follow Raid, follow Aaron.
Yeah, plugins for nerds.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you on Tuesday and Thursday. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Peace.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.